Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Richard Hullahan, CEO of Polarin Imaging. POLX's ticker there. Richard, thanks for joining me.
Good to be with you, Justin.
Now, you released an RNS, and it was, of course, you know, signposted. We knew it was going to happen, but there was a bit of a surprising element within it, and we'll discuss that in a bit. But as always, Richard, there are people listening to the podcast for different companies, so if someone's listening right now, I've never heard of Polarin Imaging. Can you just summarize what you're about, please, the business?
Yes. So Polarin is a medical imaging technology company. We have an investigational drug-device combination, which is a special category in the regulatory world. And that technology set involves us hyperpolarizing the inert noble gas xenon 129 for use as a contrast agent in functional magnetic resonance imaging, and specifically in pulmonary medicine.
Yeah. And compared to, you know, the tech out there at the moment, what's the advantage in your technology compared to what's there?
Yeah, so this is a very long story that we could spend a long time on, but having participated in the development and commercialization of both CT and MR, they went to market and essentially then spent the next decade together, two decades maybe even, sorting out which pieces of the human body each one was good for. And so when the smoke cleared on all of that, in a very cruel twist of physics and physiology, pulmonary medicine was essentially left behind, right? It was not served by either of those things. And that has a lot to do with the unique structure and function of lungs, the fact that they're filled with air, the fact that both CT and MR kind of struggle with air in terms of characterizing those things. And so here we are at kind of the brink of 2021 with every other part of medicine, whether it's oncology and cancer or cardiology or orthopedics and musculoskeletal imaging or any of the other endeavors, but basically having been thoroughly revolutionized in the diagnostic space by the tools that have been given to those clinicians. Whereas pulmonary medicine, if you walk into most pulmonary medicine departments, the most ubiquitous technology is, of course, spirometry, which is breathing out in a tube and measuring that, which instantly, obviously, is not even handed left and right lung, nor is it regional, which every other aspect of medicine benefits from. Mm-hmm. So our technology essentially brings pulmonary medicine into the current state and or a bit into the future with respect to being able to assess lung function.
Yeah, yeah. And essentially, you can see lung function. And I suppose, you know, I read on your website somewhere, I think it can improve what's out there at the moment, the image, by 100,000 times. It can show gas exchange and all that stuff. So it's an advance, isn't it? A leap into, like you said, 21st century, you know?
It is. I avoid, you know, using terms like, you know, revolutionary or, you know, disruptive or those kinds of things, because they're just so overused. But I think it is true that when you see the images from our technology, they are, and we actually use this term, they are breathtaking images. When we take these to scientific conferences and the clinicians come by the booth and see these images, many of them still to this day don't even know that this is possible, and they're so amazed at what we're able to now do for them in trying to figure out how to help these patients. And of course, pulmonary patients are in and of themselves kind of unique in medicine, because much of medicine has to do with assessing an acute or transient phenomenon and curing it, right? And of course, most of the patients in pulmonary medicine don't have the good fortune of that being the case, because the dysfunction or diseases that they have aren't able to be cured. They're really managed, and usually managed pharmacologically over time. And so the key issue for physicians and patients is, how in the world can you manage something over time if you can't actually see and measure it? And so now here we are, bringing kind of a classic tool from a quality assurance point of view, so that people can measure and monitor things over time and help patients.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, as far as the journey of the company is concerned, you've passed phase three clinical trials, and now you've submitted for a new drug application to the FDA, which we know that was going to take about 12 months. But in there today, you announced a request for priority review. Now, we knew this was, some people sort of knew this was an option, but we didn't realize you were going to go for it. So why have you gone for this priority review, and what does it mean? What will happen if you get it?
Yeah. So priority review operates strictly, a request for priority review operates strictly in the time domain. So it doesn't change the criteria, the requirements, or the review process. All it does is attempt to move it onto a fast track in terms of timing. We have to achieve all of the same things that we would have achieved in the standard review process. Essentially, it's the FDA agreeing to exert more energy, more time, work harder and faster on getting our submission approved. And I think the key issue here for us was, when we're submitting, if you remember from the RNSs on our clinical trial, our clinical trial was a head-to-head equivalence trial versus a 40-some-odd-year-old nuclear medicine technique that is used on a limited basis for assessing ventilation of the lung. When you choose a head-to-head equivalence trial, you have virtually ensured that priority review would not be something that you would be entitled to, because priority review typically is reserved for something that is new, novel, coming into market and has a huge promise for benefiting patients, rather than one that is replacing or improving something. But, after consulting with a lot of folks, despite the fact that in the strict letter of the law, we might not ordinarily be expected to submit for a priority review, the advice we got was, gosh, there really isn't a downside to it. And you might get it, particularly under the current circumstances of the COVID situation and the implications for patients, even those surviving the disease, seem to have lingering effects associated with pulmonary dysfunction. And I think we could potentially be a help there, presuming that the FDA likes our submission and approves us in the time domain. Perhaps there are things that we could help clinicians learn about the disease that would benefit patients. So we did decide to request it, and the FDA has 60 days or so to contemplate that request.
Yeah, but it's odd that you can't go for that. Well, they suggested before, if you're comparing with a, you know, it's a head-to-head and you're improving upon something. But because when you think of it, there isn't anything like yours out there, your tech and what you do out there anyway. So, and especially, like you said, now a greater unmet need due to the long-lasting effects of COVID. You could say, well, of course, you know, this needs to be sort of brought to market very quickly because nothing can do what, you know, Plarium's tech can.
Well, I think the other beauty of what we do, of course, is if you and the press has been full of people, you know, trying to apply artificial intelligence to X-ray images of the chest or artificial intelligence to CT images of the chest because the images themselves don't tell the story, right? Mm-hmm. And here we are with a technology which completely explains the answer to the question, right?
Yeah,
having to be intuited or inferred or indirectly observed and then guessed at, right? This is direct measurement of these factors. And so, and all done without any radiation. So despite the fact, you know, when regulations are written, they're written in a context for a situation that exists at a point in time. We were not necessarily something that that anyone would have envisioned in writing those regulations. And so I think the FDA in particular, during the course of this time, has been tremendously sensitive to trying to accelerate the tools that physicians have for trying to deal with this. And of course, their charter, all the while, their charter is safety and efficacy. And so I think the beauty of our submission is it's an inert noble gas that leaves the body through expired breath, and efficacy was proved definitively, statistically, in an equivalence head-to-head trial. So from that point of view, there's no risk to their charter or to their reason for being here. We were fully compliant with those things. The question is, could we get this done more quickly? And I guess we'll find out what the answer to that question is in due course.
Yeah, yeah. And the person who gave you advice on this, can you say who that is? I mean, is it someone who's in an area of experience, obviously?
Well, of course, we're all experienced. Everybody working in this field has spent decades in medical imaging and dealt with the FDA and regulatory approvals before. We also now have the benefit of our new chairman and board members, associated with other companies, Jonathan Allis with Blue Earth, mm-hmm. and Cyril Pettit with the folks at Bracco, all of whom have experience getting drugs approved at the FDA. And so we kind of worked this individually up and down and sideways with all of the folks we knew, including our regulatory consultants. Mm-hmm. And they all said, no, you know, the way the process works inside, it's a simple question. And you're entitled to ask the question. And if they say yes, great. And if they say no, no harm, no foul, we just proceed down the normal time course path for the review and to its conclusion in due course. So not much in the way of downside risk, upside opportunity, kind of a plus. So why not?
Yeah. And so this shortens the period of time by what amount? Because before, the Hatch-Waxman as well, he was looking at 12 months, weren't you, from
Yeah, 12 all-in in the normal course and all-in in the expedited course, we think 8.
Okay.
So saves about 4 months.
So if they say yes, by May next year, pretty much you'll have an answer. I suppose that's 8 months. And if they say no, it's like I said, it's not a reflection on the on whether they will pass it or not. It's just a case that they don't think it should be expedited. Is that the case? Or?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So no, like I said, no risk there. Okay. Marvelous stuff. All right. Well, as always, then Richard, on the podcast, if someone's listening, likes the sound of Plarium, but are not yet following the story. Give them those three reasons why they should hit that follow button, add you to their watch list, and therefore receive news whenever you release it via notification.
Yeah, so I would say that the most important thing is that we bring to medicine something that solves an unmet need that they have had all along in pulmonary medicine. and it solves it by bringing imaging, functional imaging of the lungs into the modern era with high resolution, three-dimensional functional imaging of the pulmonary system of the body. We are a proven technology. We have 23 systems out there operating at some of the best and brightest institutions on the planet, and we've been working at this a good long time, so we view the opportunity as significantly de-risked. By this time, somebody coming at this point would benefit from some $70 million that's already been spent on commercializing this technology.
Wow. Yeah, and the upside is very big. Like you say, isn't it run about, they spend it in the US about $150 billion, and of course, that's just the US market, which is, you know, yeah. I suppose if you look at the Asia and Europe as well, and that's triple.
Well, the consequence of pulmonary medicine not having the right tools is that every country spends astounding quantities of money trying to track, manage, and help these patients. And of course, there are countries and or regions on the planet where smoking and air quality are still much worse than in the US or the EU. There are places where population demographics and close quarters for living create situations where the diseases in pulmonary medicine and their prevalence are higher. So, you know, the upside here is just kind of mind-boggling, really.
Excellent stuff, Richard. Good to chat to you. Hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate your time, as always.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.